as the blizzard rages on, several more schools have announced they'll be closed. Saugatuck, Greenfield, Westport.
Oh, come on, Fairfield.
Weston, Herblood, Norwalk, and Cranberry, and that brings us up to the middle.
Gee, that's too bad. Now you're gonna have to go out and learn.
Now wait, kiddies. Here's one more. All public schools will be closed in Southport and Fairfield.
Yay, somebody to shovel the walk.
Oh, Dad, I'd really like to, but it just wouldn't be right. A blizzard is God's way of saying goof off.
Hey, Jonathan, how about some more hot chocolate there, pal?
No, I think we better save it. We might get stuck here, run out of food, and have to eat each other.
Oh, well, you know, you can't eat me. I'm the cook. Close that door. Gee, welcome there, Nook. Would you like some hot chocolate?
Oh, it sounds great. Just pour it over me.
Oh, Mother, hi. I'm glad you're here. I think we should get started for the train a little early.
Angela, haven't you heard? The trains are not running. We can't get to work.
What are we going to do?
Well, Angela, I haven't thought this out completely, but as I see it, we won't take the train, and we won't go to work. But that's only a theory.
Oh, no! I can see today's gonna be a total waste.
Oh, no, it's gonna be great. There's a TV and a stereo. There's always a girl's best friend.
What? What?
My best friend is dead.
Oh.
This is a nightmare.
Oh, come on. Come on, boy. You guys are a bunch of grumpsters. Are you kidding me? Come on, we'll have a great time here. Hey, how often do we get to spend a day together, huh? Come on, we'll light a cozy fire, huh? We'll tell juicy stories and we'll roast some marshmallows.
Oh, it sounds good to me.
Juicy stories?
Marshmallows?
Mm-hmm. Do I know this family or what? Psst. Oh, I got one.
Don't you have to be related to be a family?
Well, not necessarily, sweetheart. See, families are people who share each other's lives and care about each other the way that we do.
Yeah, Jonathan, you're such a jerk.
Isn't that beautiful? She couldn't be any more rotten to him if he was a real brother.
You know, I think it was a real stroke of genius the way I brought this family together.
Oh, wait a minute now. I'm the one who charmed you into hiring me.
Yeah, but I'm the one that delivered you to her doorstep.
Yeah, but I'm the reason Mom needed help.
Yeah, but I'm the reason we left Brooklyn in the first place. Don't you remember, Dad?
Yeah, I remember. We were living in that little apartment on Pickens Avenue.
Hey, it wasn't that little. I had my own bedroom.
Mm-hmm. So did I.
Okay.
Dad,
not the clock, it's the pipes.
Samantha... to turn on the faucet so early?
Sorry, Dad. I just had this craving for rusty water.
Samantha, drink milk. It's good for you. It's got calcium and it's quieter. Oh, oh. Wait a minute. What's that on your face?
A nose?
I'm gonna give you a nose. I'm talking about that shiner. That wasn't there when I got home from work last night.
Yes, it was, but when you got home from work, I was already in bed with the lights out. Pretty smart, huh?
Oh, yeah, pretty smart. Another fight, huh? Let me put some ice on that.
No, that'll take the swelling down. I want it to look cool for the kids in class.
Huh. Well, does that mean you're going to school today?
I always go to school.
I don't like what I'm hearing from you. You know, you're starting to sound like one of them kids they do after-school specials about.
Oh, Dad, come on. I really think you're taking this father thing too seriously. I am no different than any other kid on the block.
Yeah, well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe we should move. I mean, you know, someplace green with lots of fresh air and room to run.
Shea Stadium?
No, Weisenheimer. Better than that. Listen to this. Last week, I delivered a truckload of salmon to this country club in Connecticut. Oh, you should have seen it up there. Holy mackerel. It was beautiful. Quiet streets, picket fences, and no graffiti.
I like graffiti. What else are you supposed to read while you're waiting for the subway?
There is no subway there. The people live above ground in the sun.
happy here, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, hey, driving a fish truck ain't so bad, huh? I just wish I could find a job where I get to spend more time with you and not so many cats following me home at night.
Sounds rough, but it was a bed of roses compared to life under the Third Reich.
Yeah? What do you mean by that?
Well, Angela's housekeeper was Hitler's sister.
Yeah, if you look real close, you can see a little black mustache.
Come on, she wasn't that awful.
Angela, it was a reign of terror. She turned your son into a quivering mass of jello.
That's how it happened.
greetings, Frau Hiller.
You again. Don't you have a home?
Yes, but it's much too pleasant. So I thought I'd come here for some abuse.
You live like a pig.
Oh, thank you. Where's Jonathan?
He's in the kitchen, but stay away from him. I just cleaned him.
Oh. Well, I'd love to stay and chat, but I don't like you.
What's not to like?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you're glad I'm not Mrs. Hiller.
She'll kill me.
Oh, Jonathan, we don't worry about old Mrs. Hiller. I'll handle her.
Hmm? Oh, no, Grandma, I love you too much.
Everybody out. I've got to start dinner. What's that?
It's Hama.
Confess. It'll go easier on you.
No, Jonathan. No, I can't allow you to take the rap for me. I spilled the juice on him.
I don't believe that.
Okay, I poured it on him.
Oh, no! Hi!
Oh, good afternoon, Mrs. Hiller.
Jonathan, did you spill grape juice on your shirt?
No!
I poured it on him.
You think a grown woman would pour grape juice on someone? I find that hard to believe.
Well, I'm convinced. What's for dinner?
That's it. Either that tramp goes or I go.
Mrs. Hiller, that tramp is my mother.
Here we go.
Tony, I made you some marshmallows.
Oh, well, thank you, Jonathan. Did you get that recipe from your mother?
Okay, we're all here. Come on, Mom. Tell us how you found Dad.
In pretty good shape. Actually, he was in the lobby of my apartment building, and I kind of ran into him. Hey, nice catch.
Thanks, lady. I've always been good at catching curves. Hey, you happen to know which is the owner's apartment?
Oh, yeah, 405.
Oh, thanks.
Say, are you applying for the manager's position?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're going to love managing this building.
Thanks.
And we're going to love being managed by you.
Oh, well, thank you. That's nice of you to say, but I wish I could convince my little girl of that. See, I wanted to move out of Brooklyn. She don't want to go, you know. But I wanted to move to a better neighborhood, get a better education, because these are the most important years of her life. And why am I telling this all to a stranger?
Yeah, I have that kind of face. It makes people bare their souls, etc.
So, what about your wife? Does she want to move from Brooklyn?
Well, I'm widowed.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. Gee, raising your little girl all by yourself must be an awfully tough job.
Well, I'm awfully good at it. I come from a long line of fathers. See you.
Hey, hold the bus. I've got a perfect job for you. My daughter is looking for a manager.
Well, of what? A building?
Well, you might call it a building. We call it a house.
I it. You want me to manage a house?
Well, it's a very large house. Has 4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, and a self-cleaning oven.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you asking me to be a maid?
But you could call it a maid. We call it a housekeeper.
Well, that's nice, ladies. But sorry, you know, I used to play Major League Baseball. Guys like me, we don't end up being maids or housekeepers. Joe DiMaggio, he made some coffee, but that's as far as it went.
I see. By the way, who takes care of your little girl?
I do.
Oh, I see. But you wouldn't stoop to doing the cooking, huh?
Tell you the truth, I'm a terrific cook.
Oh, yeah, but guys like you, you don't do the cleaning and the laundry, huh?
Of course I do. Hey, what do you think? I can afford a maid?
Hate to break the news to you, bub. You're already a housekeeper. You're just not getting paid for it.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I'm trying to keep my amateur standing.
Well, all I'm saying is, why not raise my grandson along with your daughter? I mean, he needs a guy like you. Someone caring. Someone intelligent. Someone with 15-inch biceps.
15 1/4.
Check it when you get home. Oh, my goodness, look here. Here is a picture of my little grandson, Jonathan. Is he a cute kid, huh?
Oh, yeah. And this must be your daughter, huh?
Yes. That's my lovely daughter, Angela. She'll be your boss. Oh,
she looks very easy to work for. Hey, look, I'm late for my appointment. I gotta go talk to the owner.
You're not gonna like working here. No action. Nothing but crotchety old matrons with neutered poodles.
Hi, Mona. You coming to aerobics class?
Bring your friend, too.
You think she'll let me walk the poodle?
Boy, Dad, you sure make a mean Western omelet.
Well, thanks, honey. Hey, you know, I got the recipe from Pete Rose.
I didn't know you guys were friends.
Well, we're not friends. It was during a game. He just hit a double, and while they were changing pitches, we hung out at second base and exchanged recipes. He got Grandma's eggplant parmesan, and I got his Western omelet. I was just about to get his bouillabaisse, but some bum drove him in. Listen, Sam, I gotta say something to you here, and you may not like it, but in the long run...
Oh, no. Not the long run.
It's for your own good.
For my own good, too. I'm dead. What is it?
Sam, we're going to move to Connecticut.
Connecticut? Yuck! Siberia with elm trees.
Oh. Come on, Sam. Are you kidding? We're going to have a great place. Hey, I got offered a job as a manager of an apartment building.
We already live in an apartment building.
Oh, but wait a minute. I'm talking about a really nice one. Okay, it's only 1 bedroom, but it's got a view of the laundry room. And there's an aerobics room. And you can take a class. We'll both take them. We can make new friends.
I already have friends.
Oh, yeah, but not like these people. Are you kidding me? I met this one lady up there, Madame Nami. What a character. Hey. She wants us to move into her daughter's house, and get this, she wants me to be the maid.
Did you say house? I never thought we'd live in one of those. Did you see it?
Yeah, it was on my way to the turnpike.
Oh, what'd it look like?
Well, I didn't get a very good look at it, but it was a 2-story, white with blue trim, big yard, picket fence, jagging a driveway, and a hoop in the backyard.
That could definitely be for my own good.
Wait a minute. What, are you kidding me? It wouldn't bother you to tell your friends your old man's a maid?
I would have to give up all the prestige of saying my dad drives a fish truck.
I don't know. It's a crazy idea, isn't it?
No. And you're getting older, and I think it's about time you had your own room.
Come on. You call that abnormal? Hello. Oh, Mr. Maselli. I thought I'd be hearing from you. No. If you want it, the job is yours. Oh, there's Angela now. I gotta go. Bye. No, don't worry. She loves the idea of having a man for a housekeeper. Or she will just as soon as I tell her.
Come on, darling.
Hi, Grandma.
Oh, Mother, what are you doing here?
Why, Angela, do I always need a reason? I mean, can't a mother just drop by to visit her daughter and grandson and make some long-distance phone calls?
Mother.
How did it go with the child psychologist?
Very well. We're learning different means to communicate more effectively. Jonathan, dear, would you and your lizard please go upstairs so Grandma and Mommy can talk?
No.
Would you like to talk about why you don't want to go upstairs?
No.
Well, Jonathan, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but if this is the way you want it, go upstairs.
No.
Okay, you must have your reasons.
Not really. I just want to see if you'd cave in. Bye.
Way to communicate, Angela.
I know he needs discipline, but he also needs love. You know, it's not easy being a single parent.
Well, what did the psychologist say?
Get married.
Oh, Angela, why ruin another life?
He said Jonathan is badly in need of a male influence.
Yeah, well, you haven't been getting much influence yourself lately. Angela, don't you think it would be wonderful to have a man around the house again?
No, Mother. The last thing I need right now in my life is a man. The first thing I do need, however, is a housekeeper. Weren't you supposed to find a replacement for Mrs. Hiller?
Yes, I'm trying. But, all the candidates are a sorry lot. I think we have to widen our search, expand our horizons, think bigger and broader.
Broader than Mrs. Hiller?
Well, all I'm saying is that we have to keep an open mind.
I have an open mind and a filthy house. I don't care who you find, just find somebody, anybody.
Have I got a body for you?
Look, don't be nervous, okay? Get your fingers out of your mouth. How do I look?
Oh, you look great. And you got all the fish smell out, too.
Oh, good. Oh, boy. Now, look, Sam, you just be yourself, all right? And, hey, it wouldn't hurt if you told Mrs. Bauer, you know, how nice it is up here and how happy you are to be here.
You mean butter her up?
Yeah. And now, look, Sam, I want you to be happy. So if you don't want to move here, you say the word. We're back in Brooklyn like that.
Sure is a pretty house.
Yeah.
And I think I'd like to go to a school where the mascot isn't a cockroach.
All right, Sam. Now let's go in there and we'll give him some of the old Maselli magic.
You know, I think this Shiner's gonna give him the wrong idea. So, I'll wait in the van. You go in first and make a good impression. Give him a firm handshake. Look him right in the eye. And whatever you do, don't tell the pig joke.
Are you sure? It always works.
And let's go.
Okay, I'm going. I said I'm going.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend.
I still remember the look on your face when I opened the door.
Yeah, it said, your troubles are over.
Well, I think we're all much happier now that we're a family. And I think we know who we have to thank for that.
Yeah.
Me.
Hey, you guys, it stopped snowing.
Hey. We're gonna go outside and build a snowman.
Why is it always a snowman? Let's build a snow woman.
All right. Can I build the top part? Hey.
Well, then, I'd better join them. They'll need a model.
Hey, what about you? You gonna go outside and play with the kids?
No,
I don't think so. I got a lot of work to do.
I got a lot to do, too.
Besides, you get all wet and cold.
Yeah, and your nose runs. Last one out's a rotten egg.
Oh, my ankle!
What happened?
Gotcha!
Oh, hey! You learned that from me.